So you're a Kaberian?
I'm a Kaberian. Very proud Kaberian. Very proud Kaberian.
So that's where you did your high school in?
That's where I undertook my secondary education.
How was that?
It was great, actually, because I went there feeling so sad. Oh, I'd not made it to PB.
Yeah.
And at some point, we had also considered other choices, like either continue with LCVR because, just finish at LCVR because they had secondary school, but it was a day school. And then also Kianda. I also did the Kianda exam, I think, because of the Catholic, you know, but it was a day school and I was really keen on just being independent and going to boarding school. But so I didn't go with so many expectations, apart from the nice uniform. But it was great because at Moi Girls School Nairobi at that time, it was a very, can I say, a school where there was a lot of freedom, if I can call it.
Right.
You know, it wasn't these boarding schools where now you have to wake up at 5 a.m., go to class, do preps, you know, then go do chores, you know. It was a different experience from all the other boarding stories of boarding schools. Because my brother was also in a boarding school. He was in Nairobi school. And his stories of school kind of scared me. So when I went to CABS, and by the way, you could sleep until the bell for leaving the hostel would ring at 7:45 a.m.
In the morning?
Yes.
That's in a school?
In a school.
Oh. Why is
From form one up to form four. If you don't want to go for morning prep, that's your problem. If you want to sleep in, but by 7:45, you have to be out, go for breakfast, because assembly parade will be done at 8. So it was freedom. If you want to sleep, fine. You go to class from 8, of course, with the breaks up to
four.
Yes, up to 4. And then 4, if you want to go do sports, it's okay. If you want to go for cross... Okay, I think the only thing that was compulsory for some 2 months of the year was cross country. But anything at 4 to 6, actually 4 to 7 was your free time. If you wanted to go back and read, well and good.
Oh, wow.
If you wanted to go and sleep and just chill in the dorm...
Some people would actually find that very good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But for me... and even the weekends were also quite free. Saturday, I think we only had prep like for 2 hours from 8 to 10. After that, you go do your thorough cleaning, your chores. We all used to be assigned chores in different parts of the school. But once you've done your chores, you can just sit outside, chill outside the hostel, do your hair.
That's
do
the
your
thing.
Hair, do your picnics in the field.
Yeah.
If you want to read, go back to class and read. It's okay.
Oh, wow.
We'd have your music. We'd have the, what used to call them? We'd have music sessions in the evening.
Right.
Where, you know, if you want to go listen to music, dance, it's okay. Watch TV, yeah. For the people, I mean, the people who are saved, if you want to go for Christian Union, you can do that. If you want to still continue reading, it's fine. And then Sunday, after you finish church, I would go for mass every Sunday, of course.
Yeah.
Or the people, if you're going for service, and then after that, you can continue reading or just chilling. So for me, of course, when I came in, I, as I said, I'm a book person.
Yeah.
I was still a book person. So I got the opportunity to stay with older people in my cube. I was staying with the third formers, or in form three.
Right.
So they're already into that culture of reading because they are sitting for exams the next year. So because of that, I also got into that thing of any free time for me was reading time. So while people are still sleeping up to 7, I've gone to class.
Right.
I've woken up at 3 a.m. I've gone to class.
Wow.
Yes. So that I liked CABS though. So because they didn't force us to do things. You know, when you saw those A's or A minuses, when you saw all those high flyers then, it was not... people who had been, you know, books had been forced down their throats. It was out of their own, their own motivation, their own initiative, and their own sweat. So I really relished that time in CABS because for me, it made me be the independent person that I am today, independent thinking.
Yeah.
I plan my things. No one forces me to do anything because no one forced me to read then. And I was very young. And it made me... very self-motivated, you know, self-driven from at that time.
Yeah,
because I realized no one is going to force me to do all these things. So by the time I went to campus, which is normally a culture shock for many people, I had already had my own routine. No one forces me to go to class. I will go to class. I will read, you know. So I really relish those moments. And a lot of my classmates, especially schoolmates during that time, you find that it's the same kind of, it's the same, you have that same character. Yeah. You know, yeah. People are self-driven. Mm. Yeah, because no one forced us, you know, to be chops. We did it out of our own initiative. So CABS was good in that light. Mm. It was also a very, can I say, social school.
Yeah.
So in terms of music, drama, clubs, and other activities,
yeah.
I really also relished, enjoyed CABS because of that. Mm. Of course, because I developed an interest in writing from primary school.
Mm.
And languages. I was also quite good in languages. Mm. Actually, I was the best student in Kiswahili.
In Swahili.
Don't ask me to do this interview in Swahili though.
Tubadilishe mitandao.
I was very good. To be honest, I was very good with, I am still good with written Kiswahili.
Yeah, yeah.
But spoken.
Spoken is a challenge.
It's been a while. I mean, yeah, it's been a while. I can do it. I can do it. Yeah. If I'm given time to prepare.
Mm.
But I was actually the best student. Mm. I used to write very good inshas. You know those inshas that the teacher reads anakuambia akikuja darasani anakuambia Sheila tafadhali simama usome insha lako because it was good.
Mm.
Yeah, actually I think
insha is lako, si yako.
Eh? Insha was you remember insha, the composition, the Kiswahili compositions.
Right.
Yeah, so that continued through high school, where I continued to do very well in the languages. That was my thing. I was not into sciences.
Mm.
And even my father told me, Ata, don't try the sciences and math. I mean, yeah, because I was just more into reading and writing and things like that. Though at some point, I really pulled up my socks with the sciences because I also told myself, I'm not going to be a failure. Even if I've not done so well in the sciences, I'm not going to have a bad grade in my last certificate.
Yeah.
So I pulled up my socks in the last terms of of high school, just to prove that I'm not a failure in maths and sciences. Actually, I'd done very poorly in maths all through my high school life.
Mm.
Those marks of 15%, 17%, those were normal. and a lot of girls, it wasn't just me struggling.
Mm.
There were many of us struggling, many of us girls.
Mm.
And at some point, I think when I look back, it was more or less of an attitude issue.
Mm.
We had male teachers, and some of them just wrote us off, like, girls and maths, no.
Mm.
And I think for some of us, we were so determined, we're like, no, that's not it. We can
it's
actually
a really
do
interesting
it.
Interesting dynamic.
Yes,
yeah.
We can actually do it.
Mm.
So for me, even my own dad told me at some point, he told me, if you concentrate so much on the maths and sciences, you're going to even miss the choice, you know, the choice course that you want you want to take in university.
Mm. Mm.
So he encouraged me to focus on what I was good at and forget about, you know, some of the maths and the sciences.
Yeah.
But I told myself no.
Mm.
So I remember when I went back for my last term in before the KCSC exam, my brother, coincidentally, my elder brother was extremely good in maths and sciences.
Mm.
So he had done KCSC before me, the year before.
Mm.
And he would sit with me throughout the holidays and take me through those chemistry formulas,
right?
Those maths formulas.
Yeah.
So when I went the last term,
I
went and opened my Form 1 mathematics book.
Mm.
And I started, I do 20 sums a day.
Wow.
20 sums. Before KCSE, I'd done from Form 1 to Form 4.
Mm.
And I said, bring that exam on.
Mm.
So at home, while them were expecting, she'll just get a D.
Mm.
Maybe the others she'll get an A. Mm. And that will help her now, you know, get to her choice course.
Mm.
I actually excelled in maths and got a B+.
That's good.
So everyone was shocked, like, how, you know? But I just said, because I decided
effort.
That I'm not going to be... I'm not going to let that D grade get into my last certificate of school.
Yeah.
So I always encourage, especially young girls, don't give up on some of these subjects or disciplines where they say that, no, you know, you're women, you can't do it.
Yeah.
I think you can if you put your mind to it.
Yeah.
And that's what I learned from my struggling experience with maths and sciences.
That STEM is possible even for girls.
It is so possible. Mm. In fact, I actually, when I was doing those maths, problems, when I was trying to, you know, go through them at the end of my 4 years in high school, I told myself, my goodness, why didn't I enjoy this thing before? I actually enjoyed. I enjoyed solving those problems. So I encourage young women, young girls,
that's really
don't give up on it. Even when they say so, you can still do it.
That's really good.